Responsibilities. There was one camel Rebecca rode for a stint every day. She found it fairly easy to ride. It was patient, but demanded close attention to the trail. She could not sleep on the back of that animal, because if she was not watchful, it would wander off seeking some bush to munch on. Furthermore, it was a very lazy beast, and sought for any excuse to escape doing what it was supposed to do. If she let it, it would kneel down right there on the trail to rest for a while. At times, it would suddenly turn aside to examine any strange object, whether it be a lizard darting about, a wind devil starting up in the desert heat, or some stray bit of refuse left on the trail by former caravanners. She found that she could not let that camel follow along placidly behind the other animals ahead. She had to be actually driving it and seeing to it that it kept its place in line and its pace with the leaders ahead. In fact, it taught her to be ever watchful and careful in the line of duty. However, because of her training in the household of her brother Laban and the loving attention of her mother, Rebecca found that this camel was neither painful nor difficult to ride. In fact, she rather enjoyed it, because it made the dreary day pass more rapidly. It was a beast she never feared, and she became as friendly with it as one can be friendly with a camel. That is, the camel is neither tame nor wide. Domesticated and dominated a camel might be, but it will never be friendly or affectionate. Now, this list of camels may not agree with the list you might make up, but one thing is sure, that if you are one that is espoused to Isaac, then you are going to have some camels to help you arrive surely and safely. Grace will seek to use means to accomplish its ends and purposes. The Holy Spirit will choose out the right means for each member of the bridal company that takes the journey to the well of Lahairoi in the south country of Canaan.